Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Dodgers game three of a four-game set. Brewers needed this one to start the road to get a split with L.A., and this game started in a poor fashion for Frankie Montas. First four batters all reached. It produced a run with a bases-loaded walk. Then a sac fly from Kike Hernandez and an RBI double from Kevin Kiermaier. And boom, you spotted the Dodgers three runs in the first. The Brewers loaded the bases in the bottom of the first inning with nobody out, but failed to score a run. But that was just the beginning of the zaniness of this game. In the bottom of the second inning, the Brewers would find a way to respond. It all started with Jake Bowers.
Swinging a liner to right and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jake Bowers. And the Brewers are on the board on a rocket line drive by Bowers. His 10th of the year. It's now 3-1, Dodgers.
Bob Uecker's call here on WTMJ. Then with two strikes and two outs and a man on second base, Bryce Terang at the top of the order trying to keep the inning alive.
Buehler deals. Terang sends one to center and deep. Get up on the wall. It's off the wall. He's going to have at least a three-bagger. Into third he goes with a run-scoring triple. And it's a 3-2 game now.
And they still weren't done in the inning. With a 2-2 count, the backbreakers continue with Jackson Chourio.
Walker coming back. Broken bat, fair ball down the line. Throw to first, going to be late, and the run scores, and this game is tied.
It was an infield hit for Chourio. No chance to get him with his speed. You blink, and all of a sudden, this game was 3-3. Meanwhile, Frankie Montas didn't allow a hit from innings 2-4, and the Brewers were trying to reward him. In the bottom of the fourth inning, a leadoff walk. Every good rally starts with a leadoff walk. Garrett Mitchell then stole second base, got to third on a ground out from Frelick. And then with the bottom of the order, Joey Ortiz trying to make up for an error earlier.
Again, the infield up on the grass for the Dodgers. The pitch. Ground ball to short. It's under the glove of Hernandez, and safe at the plate is Mitchell. The Brewers take a 4-3 lead.
It was ruled a fielder's choice and an error on the third baseman, Kike Hernandez, but the Brewers would fail to add on after a base-running blunder from Joey Ortiz later on in the frame. So this game is a 4-3 lead for the Brewers. Montas guts his way through five innings. In the sixth, a sneaky underrated play from this one. Nick Mears came on for 7-8-9 in the order, but he allowed a leadoff single to Kevin Kiermaier. His catcher helped erase that single.
And the pitch, runner goes, and the throw is going to be... It had to be perfect, and it was, with the tag applied by Bryce Terang.
Needed that, make sure he didn't face the top of the order. They went to Jarred Koenig in the seventh. He got Ohtani to strike out. Betts dropped a single. Freeman dropped a single. And then with two outs, a pinch hitter, Miguel Rojas, had an RBI single to tie the game at the top of the seventh. But once again, the rally began at the bottom of the seventh with a leadoff hit by pitch this time for Joey Ortiz. They bunted him over to second base, and then more chaos.
Phillips steals. Line drive, shallow right, sinking fast, base hit. Betts drops the baseball. Here comes Ortiz. The Brewers have the lead. Chourio ends up at second base as Mookie Betts on that second hop took his head up and the baseball went underneath his glove.
All of a sudden, the Brewers had the lead. They had their closer warming, and he had the gauntlet waiting for him. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. He got Ohtani to fly out. He got Betts to strike out, and it was all down to Freddie.
The pay window, bouncer, hit to Terang, and this one... is over. How about that? Devin Williams, the heat of the night. Top three in the Dodger order. And he retires the side in order.
On just seven pitches. Great stuff from the crew. They win tonight 5-4.